Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Amy, this week, Tony Blair came under intense pressure to set a date for his resignation, pressure he eventually gave into. But before that, to help boost his image, he pointed to high praise he had received where?
Buckingham Palace.
No?
No. The London Zoo. Mm. No?
He was obviously after the public radio demographic, we think.
Oh, and the BBC. No.
No, no, no. Well, this is what happened. He was trying to be sly about it. He was being interviewed in his office, and he kept holding up something that he thought would improve his image.
A mug.
Yes, a coffee mug.
No.
But not just any coffee mug. It was one of those novelty mugs you get with your name on it. He held up a blue and white
world's
mug.
World's greatest
yes.
prime minister.
Well, it said, mm-hmm. it
oh,
said
man.
It's one of those name mugs. It said, Anthony, you're a man who's in charge. Others follow your lead. Others think you're influential, ethical, and kind.
How big was this mug?
I think it was the triple venti sign.
Did you show them the little figurine with its arms outstretched saying, we love you this much?
This much!
It was a dribble mug, too. That's a terrible thing.
Paula, Alan Mulally, a senior executive at Boeing and a powerful, smart man, drives a Lexus. Well, why? As he explained this week, quote, it's the finest car in the world. I studied all the cars. That little quote could be problematic for Mulally because he just agreed to take a new job where?
Ford.
Exactly. Mm. He left Boeing to take on the task of rebuilding Ford, where things are not going well. And he was asked by the Wall Street Journal what he would do to fix that company. Mulally, he went all Rumsfeld on the reporter and said, I don't know yet what I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
As for his soon-to-be former car, his Lexus, at the press conference announcing his hire, Mulally told the reporters, quote, I can't wait to drive a Ford car. And then he broke down laughing and said, I'm sorry, let me try that again. Hang on, I'll get it. Paula, this was a story that seemed designed to welcome me back to the wait fold. This week we heard about an especially dumb criminal, the Florida bank robber who got out of the bank with a bag of money down his pants just in time for what to happen?
Bag of money down his pants just in time for...
Bag of money down his pants.
I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. His blue jeans were suddenly even more blue.
Oh, you know what they do. Put on them. Stone.
You know the stuff
they put like a dye in there or something?
Yeah, and...
She had a bag that she
all right,
put
so
in.
He had a bag and he put it in his pants and... I've done that. I just didn't have money.
does anybody else
and
know?
And the well, dye, there's yeah, like a dye
a
in
dye
there,
packet,
right?
Like
the dye packet exploded.
Okay, the
yes.
dye packet exploded.
Yes, just in time for the dye pack to explode in his pants. So he puts it up, poof, and burned his leg.
Ouch.
But he was undaunted. He went to another bank a week later, and he handed the teller a stick-up note. And the teller refused to cooperate. And this guy said, well, then can I have my note back?
Yeah.
And he got the note back, and he went to another teller, and he gave the teller did the note to that teller, and he demanded, quote, something that doesn't explode.